That sounded arrogant as crap.
Well, welcome everyone. We appreciate you being here at the COG. I'm seeing some great familiar faces and not having to guess who it is from the nose up. Having said that, very interesting DTEC. I thought that was amazing. I was upstairs watching and I thought everyone's presentation was great. It only bore out statistically what we knew physically was happening on our roads, especially that River Road graph. And Cameron knows very well what interesting things are happening on River Road. And but they're making tremendous progress. Even at 3 in the morning, they're out there with that track hoe on the east side of the interchange. Anyhow, so welcome to the COG, and we have a couple of items to begin with. April 21st, 2021 meeting, and first of all, a consideration of previous meeting minutes from March 17th, 2021. Mayor Hart, second from Mayor Smith, thank you. And those minutes, any questions on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those online, can you hear us okay?
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. All right, our next item is the financial update from Susan Lewis.
Thank you, Commissioner. So I don't know how many of you got this listing. I wanted to just bring out the Iowa City's had some money from a construction project, Old Highway 91, that was approved, and it was funded today. So, and then last month we had one from Hurricane City that has just been approved. As far as, yes, so things are being spent, that's a good thing. As far as your ledger goes, if you look on the second page, second line to the bottom, it shows that Washington City excess from the Sullivan Project, we received $576,248 back just this month. And we looked in the minutes, or Todd looked in the minutes to see if we could put it in the construction project fund, because that's where you talked about wanting it. Unfortunately, when the meeting was had and it was approved, it was taken out of the preservation fund and explained that it would go back there if there was excess funds. So that's where it's sitting now. If this group wants to move some of it or all of it, that would be an option. On today's agenda, the $163 from corridor preservation funds, obviously you can see that there is plenty of money that we can do that one. The second item is, I don't know how much you remember, this is all still part of what we were just saying, that the money came back from, that one time they came and asked for $700,000, and what we did is, or what the COG did was, split it between construction grant and revolving loan, $350,000 each. Now that this money has just come back from Washington City, it would make sense to maybe not have them have to have a loan. Instead, we put it all into the grant. We would have to move money again from the revolving loan to the grant to make that happen. The last item, well, the third item, the $2.4 million, I hope you've kind of looked at your ledger and saw that we don't have really, so as a money person, it always concerns me when we start to get low on funds. If we were to commit the whole $2.4 million, we would be out of funding. And if that's what you guys want to do, that's, of course, okay. But if anybody else wants to come and make a presentation or ask for more money, there wouldn't be any. So that's my report.
Yeah. Okay, any questions on the report? It's not really a item for motion or anything, but...
As they're going down, if you have other questions, I'll talk about it.
All right. Item four, then, consideration of funding request from Washington County for Kolob Terrace Road, Henry D. Moyle parcel from the Corridor Preservation Fund.
We don't want to spend any more money.
Yeah, we just spent it all. I know. That's what I was hearing. Yeah.
I can speak to that one if you'd like.
Please. Thank you, Todd.
This is part of the Kolob Terrace Road that's been a prescriptive right-of-way for decades. And we've found a willing owner on about over 7,000 feet of it. It's fairly cheap up there. A lot of the property is going for over $100,000 here locally, but it's only at $12,000. So we're able to acquire over 9 acres of right-of-way and over 6 acres of slope and utility easement for a fairly fairly cheap price of $153,000 is the appraised value. We're also asking for $2,000 for the survey and road dedication plat that we've done for it, $3,000 for the appraisal, and up to $5,000 for closing costs. So we're asking for $163,000 be set aside from the preservation fund. It's not on the stick list, so it would qualify from the preservation fund.
So, Todd, do you already have a prescriptive use for the road?
We have a prescriptive use for 24 feet, basically the asphalt that's up there. We'd like to do a... We'd like to do a project.
Mr. Almquist?
Yes.
If I could just inject maybe part of the reason why we're making this request and we have the prescriptive right-of-way. All of you who've driven the road above the Sunset Canyon Ranch recognize that it rides right against a very sharp and steep precipice. And we've had several fatal accidents where cars have driven off of that. We've secured barriers that we can put up to prevent that from happening. But to do so, we need some additional space and we need to move the road. The owner is not interested in granting additional land or expanding the prescriptive easement. But I think this is something that very much needs to happen and is a very necessary improvement. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Any other questions?
I'm pretty sure the reason why it's reasonably priced is that it's a cliff. So.
Yeah, the appraisal was on the entire 500-acre parcel. It's mostly farm ground and a lot of cliff.
Do they measure the cliff vertically? Like there's an acre right there? Okay, we don't want to overpay.
That's right.
All righty. Having said that, that item is up for consideration. So, Susan, just how would that fit in the preservation fund?
Right now we have $1.5 million, so $163,000 works fine.
10% of it. All righty.
I'll make a motion that we approve the funding for Washington County for Kolob Terrace Road, Henry D. Moyle parcel, out of the Corridor Preservation Fund.
I'll second.
Mayor Smith and Mayor Hart seconded. Thank you. Any questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Passes.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Item 5 is a report from Washington City on recent sale of property and status of remaining parcel owned by the city.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
So we purchased a parcel, like, I think it was last July, for the realignment of 3650 South and 1450 South. We had to purchase the whole 5-acre parcel from the sheriff family. We did get the road designed in there and pulled out. We had two remnant parcels. One remnant parcel that hasn't come back to the COG yet. But we've closed on that parcel going through the closing on that. The one remnant parcel was 2.7 acres, and the sale price, we sold that for $800,000. We initially bought that 5 acres for $700,000. Today, we actually accepted the offer on the 0.7-acre parcel, and that went for $387,500. So basically about $487,000 profit on that land purchase. So that's money that is also going to be coming back to the COG, as well as the parcel piece that actually came back, and that was initially bought, I think it was in 2018, and that was a 4.5-acre parcel. We purchased it for $562,500. The remnant parcel on that was 2.5 acres, and we sold that for $615,000. So that would be some good funds coming back to the...
It looks like the COG is like in the real estate investment business, but we're really not.
We're really not. And unfortunately, what really worries me about these land values, like this one that we opened today, that's over $500,000 an acre per ground.
Yeah, and that also reflects on acreage we need in the future.
That's our new comps for right now. These are down around the new temple site, so I think it's going to be a little different because those parcels, they've told me that they're going to actually market those at $1 million per lot, the developer that's buying them. But anyway, that's money back into the COG, and then we'll kind of move into the next item on the agenda with that. So that's my report.
All right. Well, we appreciate the report on that, and Susan will tell us when the money gets here. Right?
Well, absolutely.
Those are typical closings that we've been experiencing. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Anything else?
No, but I'm the next one on the agenda.
That is the next. Anything else? Item six, consideration of a changing funding of 3650 South Street on 14 parcels, $700,000 obligation from half construction grant loan fund and half construction loan fund to 100% grant fund and possible reconsideration of funding amount.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner. Mm-hmm. With that parcel, that one, that is the parcel where we're tying the 3650 South to the Southern Parkway. Originally, we came in with our original request for was for $995,000. We knew that was a high estimate, that the funds were not there. And so we actually received $700,000 on that. Half of it was the grant fund and half was the loan. And at that time, I mentioned that we were going to be, these parcels were going on the market, and the COG basically mentioned that we could, when we do make these sales, we could convert those funds over to the grant funding. Also with that, I'd like to request an additional $30,000. That will get us complete. We've got all the, there's 14 properties, all the property owners are willing sellers. We actually have done, I think, really well on these purchases on the values, but we're going to be, with all of our cost involved, about $30,000 over the $700,000 original.
Okay. Any questions on that amount added to?
Has he got anything else he could sell to make that up?
Yeah, I've been doing that.
That was extra grand.
Susan.
So to clarify, you're wanting really then $380,000 moved? So 350 plus the 30, you want that moved over to the construction grant?
Grant, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And then an additional from the 700 to 730 from the...
Well, so that would make it...
That would make it the 380, yes.
Yep. Okay, any questions on that? It asked for consideration. Is that also calling for a motion?
Yes.
So we'd entertain a motion on making those changes and the 30.
Discussion, so
sure, Mayor.
I need to make sure I understand the numbers here. So does that basically turn that entire amount into grant money then?
Yes.
And the new total is 730.
Yes.
Okay, any other?
And how much did you have in before for the loan?
It's 350. The initial request was for grant, but there wasn't enough money in that grant fund when we got the initial request. That's why we did 350 in the grant, 350 in the loan fund.
I just want to make sure I understood what we're doing. So basically, we're doubling the grant.
Yeah.
Well, more than double, because you're, you want some initial
30,000.
30,000. So
380.
You're taking 350,000 from the loan, putting it into the grant with an additional $30,000, so it's for a total grant, including what they have already have of 730,000.
Yeah.
So historically, with other jurisdictions, are these things showing up normally as grants exclusively, or?
Yes.
Yes.
They are.
Any loans, actual loan
check. Okay. The reason why we did the loan is because it wasn't there, and that was the only way that they could get that extra $350,000.
Yeah.
Well, it's a chance to put it to Washington. Anybody to do it?
All righty. Are you anticipating any remnant parcels there that you could?
No, there will be no remnant. There will be no remnant parcels on this one.
All right. Well, and we realize when a road cuts through a parcel, technically they become remnants. In this case, it's more of a widening. And
it's actually a new right of way. So we're going right down the section line. So we're splitting between property owners.
I envision where that is because I've been out there and looked at it. All righty. Call for a motion on that item.
I'll make a motion that we take the $350,000 from the loan, put it into the grant, and make an additional $30,000 grant.
Okay. I'll second.
Mayor Smith, Councilman Thompson.
Sanders.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Any questions on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Wow, you gave us money and took it right back.
Yeah. I gave a lot more than I took back.
Okay. Well. All right, next one is also you. Consideration of funding request from Washington City for mile post 11 new freeway interchange from the Corridor Preservation Fund and possibly transfer funding from other accounts to meet this request.
And we're asking for that one to be pulled off, that we don't need that anymore. UDOT's actually stepped up and said they're going to do this land acquisition. So
well, that makes me feel good about my last call. Thanks, UDOT.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. When's that going through? I mean, what's the...
Thursday, the commission votes on that. This is the widening project for between 10 and 13 with the Main Street interchange as part of that project.
And is it going to be a four-way, two on, two off?
I don't know what it will be. It will be a four-way, yes. It'll be.
Okay.
But we don't even know what the design is yet. But I know they're going to move quickly on that. So.
Thank you.
We'll know the timeline probably at the end of this week.
Yeah.
And it should happen.
All right. Makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, that item has been removed then, and
can I have a motion just to remove that?
All right.
I'll make a motion to remove item 7.
Motion and a second. Anybody?
I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you, council member. All right. So item number 7, a motion to remove. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Two ayes from heaven. I gather from that we are adjourned. Ron.
Before you adjourn, if Mike or anybody else was to come in and ask for more funding for Corridor Preservation, you can submit it to the State Corridor Preservation Funding group up there and see what they will say. For our local area, they like us to use our money first. It'd be interesting to hear what they say if we've used all of our money and request some from them.
Yeah.
Do they have a construction fund too, or is it just all Corridor Preservation?
It's all Corridor Preservation, but it's all built on a revolving fund. So they'll give you the money to buy the property, and when you do the project, you can fund that property in that project and pay the money back to the Corridor Fund.
Yep. Well, it's a horrible analogy, but when you're out on a date and you buy dinner, then the date has to now pay for the movie. So we're asking the state to be the date. Got it. Ron, you're so brilliant.
Date with the state. Why did that just not even sound... even
date wrong? The state. All right, everyone. Well, have a great day and build roads.
It's amazing
you have. Good to see you.
Driving in. On the freeway. It was gorgeous. I